The piercing sound of your alarm clock isn't just interrupting your sleep. It's connecting you to thousands of years of human ingenuity. That precise 7 a.m. wake-up call represents millennia of trial, error, and cultural compromise. What feels natural and universal, seconds ticking into minutes, minutes into hours, is actually an agreed-upon fiction developed through countless experiments across civilizations. Consider this. The word day itself creates confusion. English awkwardly uses one term for both sunlight hours and the full 24-hour cycle, while Dutch sensibly employs dag for daylight and etmaal for the complete rotation. Romans tried fixing this mess when Censorinus proposed civil day for 24 hours and natural day for sunlight, but 7th century scholars reversed these definitions, leaving us with terminological chaos that persists in academic writing today. Our midnight to midnight day? That's ancient Egypt's doing. While Babylonians started their day at dusk and medieval Italians followed suit, we inherited the Egyptian practice of splitting existence into two 12-hour blocks. Even more remarkable, a 30,000-year-old eagle bone from France's Dordogne region bears notches tracking the moon's 14-day waxing cycle, possibly humanity's oldest calendar, proving our ancestors were obsessed with measuring time long before civilization emerged. Egyptian hours stretched and shrank with the seasons. A winter hour might last 45 minutes, a summer hour, 75. This flexibility vanished as commerce demanded standardization. Medieval Europe lived by monastery bells announcing canonical hours. The 13th century brought mechanical clocks to civic bell towers, and suddenly time literally became money as capitalism replaced feudalism. Railways forced coordination. Before the 1840s, every city operated on local solar time. Bristol ran 9 minutes behind London. Britain didn't standardize until 1880. William Willett died in 1915 at 58, his reputation in tatters for proposing daylight saving time, only to have Germany adopted during World War I, with Britain sheepishly following. We call it the loo, the john, the bog. Our vocabulary overflows with euphemisms for a room we'd rather not discuss. Yet the toilet's history reveals as much about civilization's progress as any palace or cathedral. 9,000 years ago at Çatalhöyük in Turkey, 10,000 people lived densely packed, creating disease-breeding settlements. The Bronze Age brought innovation. In Pakistan's Indus Valley 4,500 years ago, Harappans engineered sophisticated sewage systems with seated toilets over chutes connected to sewers, using bathwater as a manual flush. Romans perfected communal defecation in public fora, where people sat side by side on long benches over sewers. Rome boasted 144 such establishments, some seating 80 people simultaneously. Most unsettling, the shared sponge-on-a-stick wiping implement. After Rome's collapse, plumbing standards plummeted. Medieval Londoners built toilets on London Bridge that dropped waste into the Thames. At Versailles, King Louis XIV defecated wherever he pleased, often before nobles. Alexander Cummings' 1775 S-shaped pipe created the modern flush toilet, but London's Great Stink of 1858 finally forced politicians to fund Joseph Bazalgette's revolutionary sewer system. Three daily meals became standard in Britain only by the late 1700s when artificial lighting extended waking hours. For 99% of human history, people survived without refrigeration, enduring the hungry gap when winter stores depleted before new crops ripened. Cereal's origins link bizarrely to anti-masturbation crusades. Dr. John Harvey Kellogg prescribed bland vegetarian diets to suppress animalistic passions. His brother Will Keith accidentally created wheat flakes after leaving boiled wheat too long. While John viewed cereals as moral medicine, Will added sugar to boost sales, a betrayal that destroyed their relationship but built the Kellogg's empire. Milk drinking required genetic mutation. Until 7,500 years ago, adults couldn't process lactose. 70% of the world's population still can't. A mutation producing lactase enabled certain populations to digest milk, primarily Europeans, Indians, and Africans. The potato faced fierce European resistance in the 1570s. French scientist Antoine Augustin Parmentier cleverly guarded his potato fields with soldiers who left at night, tricking curious peasants into stealing and planting the crop themselves. When your phone rings, you answer without considering the technological marvel behind it. More SIM cards exist than humans on Earth. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone to help the deaf, including his mother. Working with Thomas Watson, Bell filed his patent just 2 hours before rival Elisha Gray on Valentine's Day, 1876. Edison's hello championed hello as the official greeting, despite society considering it uncouth. Our Western alphabet comes from seafaring Phoenicians who spread their 22-consonant system through Mediterranean trade. Greeks added vowels. Romans developed the 23-character Latin alphabet. 2,000 years ago, the Codex revolutionized writing, more portable than scrolls and allowing readers to flip to specific sections. The electric telegraph transformed Victorian Britain. The 1845 John Tawell case showcased its power when a telegraph message helped police track a murderer. Before this, messages required physical delivery, like Greek runner Pheidippides, who ran 150 miles to Sparta seeking aid against Persians. Britain's royal mail began under Henry VIII, but revolutionary change came in 1840 when Rowland Hill introduced the penny black stamp, standardizing prepayment by senders. Clothing broadcasts messages about wealth, status, gender, and tribal allegiances, transforming survival necessity into cultural expression. The string revolution brought bone sewing needles 60,000 years ago, enabling Ice Age survival gear. Otzi the Iceman's 5,250-year-old outsite required multiple animal sacrifices: goatskin loincloth, bearskin cap, calf leather belt. King Tutankhamun's tomb held 145 pairs of shenti, triangular underpants that Egyptian peasants wore as their entire outfit. Workers at Austria's Langberg Castle discovered 4 medieval bras from the 15th century, shattering historians' belief that bras were a 20th century invention. Silk stockings became aristocratic essentials in mid-16th century Europe. Queen Elizabeth I, receiving her first pair in the 1560s, spent a junior servant's annual wage on one pair. While male macaronis faced mockery for corseting, 19th century women suffered physical damage from tight lacing. French Algerian actress Polaire's famous 16-inch waist caused daily bruising and organ failure. Jeans originated when Bavarian immigrant Loeb Strauss opened a San Francisco store in 1850, selling rugged pants to gold prospectors. Women's trousers faced fierce resistance until Coco Chanel introduced fashionable versions in the 1920s, with widespread acceptance arriving during World War II. Tonight's champagne toast connects you to medieval France, where bubbles were considered manufacturing failures, le vin de diable, caused by cold winters pausing fermentation until spring reactivated dormant yeasts. That Dom-Pierre Perignon invention story? Mostly marketing myth. Your rectangular dining table represents just one historical arrangement. Early Egyptians reclined on woven rush mats. Affluent Greeks and Romans preferred the kline, a reclining couch. And in 1810, Russian ambassador Prince Karakhan shocked Parisians by serving courses separately. We spend about 250,000 hours of our lives in bed. 77,000 years ago, early humans in South Africa's Sabudu Caves created sophisticated bedding from leaves and rushes, using river wild quince leaves as natural insect repellent. Medieval sleepers practiced segmented sleep, a 4-hour first sleep, a wakeful period, then a morning sleep. Royal beds symbolized power, exemplified by Louis XIV's elaborate morning rituals where nobles witnessed the king's routine. The world's first dentists emerged 9,000 years ago in Mehrgarh, modern Pakistan, using flint-tipped bow drills to treat cavities. A 6,500-year-old Slovenian skeleton contained the world's first filling, beeswax resin in a cracked tooth. Ancient civilizations blamed dental problems on toothworms, a superstition persisting until the 18th century. Every mundane ritual connects you to countless generations. The next time you brush your teeth or pull on your jeans, remember, you're participating in traditions thousands of years in the making.